from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. In 2008, high-speed rail seemed like a game changer, the kind of big idea that California is famous for. But 3 years later, the plan is in serious trouble. Cost estimates have ballooned, and the completion date has been pushed back more than a decade. Add to that last week's news that Congress is moving to kill funding for the program, and the future for high-speed rail in this state looks dim, as Amy Standen reports.
In 2008, if you'd asked former state senator Quentin Kopp whether he was optimistic about high-speed rail in California, he'd have said something like this.
I am convinced. I'm a believer. It's feasible.
This year, Kopp asked not to be reappointed to the High-Speed Rail Authority, which oversees the project. He says he believes the plan is in serious political and economic trouble.
It is certainly not the project which I had in mind and others had in mind. It's a different kind of system.
It's a common sentiment these days. Residents in Los Angeles, the peninsula, and as of last week, Kings County are suing to stop high-speed rail. Costs have swelled to $98 billion. That's triple what voters were told it would cost in 2008. And the basic concept itself, multiple trains that would take you from L.A. to San Francisco in less than 3 hours, has become a goal, not a guarantee. At least initially, riders will have to transfer, and most trips, it seems, will take more than 3 hours. Kopp says he fears that will be a deal breaker.
It's not going to be attractive, in my opinion, to riders, and you need riders.
Why is ridership so important? Because it gets to what may be the thorniest issue of all. Who will pay for high-speed rail? Outside of ticket sales, you can think of there as being essentially three pots of money. First, federal money. Already, the state is poised to get $3 billion in stimulus funds to kickstart the project. But officials say they need another $55 billion to finish the route. And now, Republicans are saying that's not going to happen. Second, there are state bonds, which California taxpayers pay interest on. The third and much preferred option is private investment. Banks or venture capitalists who would be willing to help cover the costs. But where are they?
I was told in my office that we were going to have private investment early on.
This is Assemblyman David Valadeo, a Republican who represents the area between Fresno and Bakersfield, speaking at a hearing in Palo Alto last week.
And people were lining up to do this. Now the business plan has changed, and it's different in the book than what I was told. Why would I have faith in the system as is now?
The investors are out there, responded Roloff Van Ark, CEO of the High Speed Rail Authority. Really?
The people that want to fund these projects do speak to us, and they still continue to speak to us.
Van Ark and other officials say they believe investors will eventually pony up. Why? Because they'll see that railways, unlike roads, can actually turn a profit through ticket sales. Here's Mike Rossi, chair of the High Speed Rail Authority.
These things last for 100 years, and they cover their operating, maintenance, and capital refreshment. I don't know any road that does that.
But will enough people ride it? The first stretch, what Rossi calls the spine of the system, will be between Merced and Bakersfield. Until recently, this was the least controversial route, the one where construction could start the soonest.
I mean, it's what's gotten the project so much ridicule. It's the bullet train to nowhere. And it deserves the ridicule.
Richard White teaches history at Stanford University, and he's the author of a book about the building of the Transcontinental Railroad. He says from a financial standpoint, there are just too many things already starting to go wrong. Additional federal funding looks likely to disappear. Private investors may never materialize, and either of those scenarios leaves California taxpayers holding the bag.
In within 30 years, half of California's general revenue could be towards servicing this debt.
And that, he believes, would be disastrous.
This one is in a state which essentially is failing to fund its university system, is failing to fund K-12 education. To propose to spend $100 billion on this is frankly ridiculous.
He says if you want to improve transportation to make way for population growth, do it near cities where people actually live.
Highway 5 isn't pleasant, but I would not say Highway 5 is our major problem in California transportation.
People who support the plan say that critics, like White, aren't taking the long view. Here's Congressman Jim Costa, who represents the Central Valley, where the first leg of the rail would be built.
We built Hoover Dam in the middle of the 1930s in the midst of the Depression when our economic times were far more difficult than they are today. We didn't need the water then. We didn't need the electricity then. But we knew we would need the water, and we would need the electricity.
Mike Rossi with the Rail Authority says despite all the challenges, he believes California can make high-speed rail work.
This state is still the most innovative economy in the world, and we Californians can do big things, period.
In order to qualify for roughly $3 billion in federal stimulus funding, the state must break ground on the project by next October. Critics want to send the issue back to voters. Whether to do that, to move ahead, or to stop the project in its tracks is now up to the democratically controlled legislature and Governor Jerry Brown. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund.